An Eatonville Saga. Season 1, 1987, Eatonville's Centennial Year. Episode 2. Orange County crosses the line. Here's our storyteller, N.Y. Nathiri, Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc.
I was stunned. I had come to the meeting fully prepared to accept the county's need to take some of our property. We had been through this highway improvement business before. 30 years earlier, when Interstate 4 had been built, its construction took 7.5 acres of the 10 acres we owned. As I sat listening, the enormity of the situation became painfully clear. If this plan were accepted, the Eatonville community would be destroyed. The oldest incorporated municipality founded by African Americans would no longer exist as it had for more than a century. This town, known and loved by millions because of the writings of Zora Neale Hurston, would degenerate into a shortcut for travelers who wanted to shave 5 minutes off their drive time. The county commission would meet the following Monday. Eatonville's fate rested in their hands. That Monday, the chamber was packed. The commissioners were unanimous. Kennedy Boulevard, Lake Avenue, would be widened as recommended by the engineers. I was awash with emotion. I couldn't believe what I had heard. Eatonville had just enjoyed a very highly publicized 9 months celebrating its centennial. Media from around the country had featured stories about the historic town and its most famous citizen, Zora Neale Hurston. How could the commissioners disregard Eatonville's historic significance? Why was it so necessary to work on this 1.3-mile stretch of highway? What were the real reasons? There was no doubt in my mind that this decision had to be contested.
You've been listening to An Eatonville Saga. Executive Producer, the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. Podcast Concept and Storyteller, N.Y. Nathiri, Eatonville native and the Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc., PEC. Produced and directed by Ken Moore. 2021 copyright by the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. If you would like to support our podcast by giving, you can give to PEC at www.give2pec.org. That's www.give2pec.org.